They had no shortage of confidence here. with things that I can say, we've drilled previously. We have previous drill data that has been, I wouldn't even say borderline spectacular. 25 meters of 30 grams gold, 61 meters of almost 7% copper. We've had multiple hits that are very exciting, and have that opportunity to be really exciting for investors. The drill shots that we're taking right now are the most well-informed drill holes that have ever been placed on the property. And so both for the skarn as we know it, additional skarn bodies, but also for the porphyry. And we spent a lot of time really targeting that porphyry, and wanting to show where the plumbing is coming from. And so all of it, drilling's expensive. So you want to do a lot of that pre-work before you drill.
Good day, everybody. Steve Yang here, Natural Resource Stocks. I am with Warwick Smith, CEO and Director of American Pacific Mining. Warwick, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, Steve. Thanks for having me on. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. Before we start, if you can tell us about American Pacific Mining, where you're trading, first of all, your website, and just a little bit about your company.
Yeah, happy to. So we trade under the ticker symbol USGDF down in the United States, USGD up in Canada. Website is AmericanPacificMining.com. We're focusing on the Madison project down in Montana. There is a very high-grade skarn at surface with a porphyry underneath. We have been transactional by nature since the beginning of putting the company together, which was March of 2018. And so we have transacted in terms of both buying private companies, public companies, but also selling assets as well. Company presently has a $45 million market cap, but as of last financials, which was the end of August, $9 million in cash between cash and cash and escrow, another $22 million as of August 31st in equities that we own from transactions, and another potential $20 million in bonus payments to come in as well from those assets that we've sold. We still have three assets that we're looking to transact on while we focus down in Montana. So from that standpoint, the company is a bit unique. We're going to use that capital to be very aggressive down in Montana. And we're in the midst of a 15,000 meter drill program as we speak.
So what do you have in Madison? Is copper gold? I mean, what, yeah. How far are you in the process? If you can tell us kind of what milestones you've hit, which ones you got going still.
Yeah, absolutely. So we picked up the Madison asset back in, I'm going to say it was 2020, middle of 2020. High grade gold, high grade copper, past producing mines, two sort of significance, about another four or five of sort of small scale production around the property. Property is 4 kilometers by 2 kilometers, so it's a good size. The main two mines that were there were the Madison mine, which between 2008 and 2012 produced 2.7 million pounds of copper. So small scale production, but between 20 and 35% copper. So spectacular grade. The other mine is called Broadway. They are side by each. Broadway produced in the late 1800s to World War II. 9.9 gram gold at surface out of oxides. So again, spectacular gold grades. In 2025, we were the first ones to show that those two mines connect. But as importantly, we spent 18 months doing geophysics, potassium survey, first 3D 3D model with a geochemical survey, MAG, MT, et cetera, really getting the targeting, and found that we think there can be multiple Madison Broadway style mineralization throughout the project. Many spots that have never been drilled with, 10 plus gram gold and 3-4% copper at surface. We're drilling those as we speak now. We're on about hole 7 of the drill campaign as we go. So we're looking to prove out that this can be, multi-million ounces at surface with the opportunity for it to be very big down deep and by drilling into a porphyry, think a la Hercules or the Greater Phoenix Deposit owned by Newmont.
How confident are you? Like, what have you done so far, and what's kind of next in terms of getting the confidence boosted there?
Man, no shortage of confidence here. with things that I can say, we've drilled previously. We have previous drill data that has been, I wouldn't even say borderline spectacular. 25 meters of 30 grams gold, 61 meters of almost 7% copper. We've had multiple hits that are very exciting, and have that opportunity to be really exciting for investors. The drill shots that we're taking right now are the most well-informed drill holes that have ever been placed on the property. And so both for the skarn as we know it, additional skarn bodies, but also for the porphyry. And we spent a lot of time really targeting that porphyry, and wanting to show where the plumbing is coming from. And so all of drilling's expensive. So you want to do a lot of that pre-work before you drill. We had a period of time where we were doing transactions, and looking to sell a major asset that we had, and that was taking a lot of our attention. Well, corporately, we were doing that. The geos down in Montana were focused on getting this ready. They did excellent work. We'll have drill results coming out in relatively short order, and hopefully they show that strong work that they did previously bearing fruit, which I think they will.
So tell me about Montana. Why Madison? Why did you get it? Why did the other people get rid of it? And if you can tell me also about the infrastructure that's there, and the issues with permitting, if there are any, if you can tell me about the timeline that you would expect.
Yeah, for sure. So I'll start with the story of how we got it because it's a fairly good one. Myself and my business partner is Eric Saderholm. Eric was the former head of acquisitions for Newmont in the Western US. So a guy who has a very good understanding of rocks, and what major companies are looking for. We had gone down to look at this in 2016. We went underground. He had been the head geo for a Fortitude, which is a 2.5 million ounce skarn, which vectors down to a very large porphyry down below with a couple billion pounds of copper. When we went underground, the first thing he said to me is, "This looks just like Fortitude." And so I was intrigued. He was intrigued, but we didn't get it. Another group bought it before we got a chance, before we even got a chance to negotiate on it. They did great work. They came in, they drilled it. They had some spectacular drill results. They end up tagging into a sort of clipping the porphyry down deep. Before they get a chance to follow up, they cut a deal with Rio Tinto. They bring in Rio, who's going to do an earn-in. 2 months from later, after bringing in Rio Tinto, they halt from trading and announced that they're going to become a company focused on psychedelics, so medical mushrooms, 2 months after bringing in Rio Tinto. So we got in touch with them, called the CEO, who I didn't know at the time, and said, "What are you going to do with the mining asset?" He said, "Well, I think I'll keep it private." I said, "Well, look, sell it to me. We're public, and this is what we want to do." And so they did. And so at the time, I bought the asset, the partnership with Rio, and it cost us $2.4 million in stock, and we got nominated by S&P Global Platts for Deal of the Year that year. We ended up losing to Cleveland-Cliffs, but they'd done two $1 billion transactions, so I felt okay about that. But that's how we got the asset originally. So it's a kind of a fun, unique story. Permitting, we're fully permitted, so it's BLM ground. There is some private ground there that we own as well. It's overseen by the DEQ, which is something in Montana and a few other states that they do. We've had good relationships with both the BLM and the DEQ. There's never been any issues there. This current administration is quite good, in terms of pushing things forward with our Fast 41 program, etc. That's something we're beginning to talk to them about as we go forward here as well. Fully permitted for the 15,000 meter program that we're in right now. We also have the small miners exclusion, from the underground in Madison if somebody wanted to put it into small scale production. Not the goal for us. Obviously, the goal is to tie this project to show that it can be large and that these mines can come together or are separate ore bodies that can become one big ore body and ultimately drill down deep to see where the plumbing is coming from. And if a big porphyry exists, we will certainly look to find it. So that's what we're up to, and that's how we got to the place we are today.
So you mentioned Newmont. So if you can tell me a bit about maybe about your history a little bit, where you come from, and then if you can tell me about any involvement from Newmont or other companies that maybe you've attracted as investors, and like if you can talk about your share structure as well,
Yeah, for
just the
sure.
major people behind your project.
Yeah, so there's 264 million shares out. I mentioned the cash. There's about 9 million in cash. Between cash and cash and escrow, there's $22 million worth of equities, which I can touch on in a moment. And there's 20 million that can come in via bonus payments as well. Major shareholder is Michael Gentile. He owns 8% of the company. He's been a big help for us. Really great shareholder. I'm sorry, I forgot the second part of your question.
Major, what percent would you say are institutions and insiders?
Yeah, so insiders, both myself and Eric, between ourselves and our families, own about 3.5 million shares each. So we've got a good position in the company,
Yeah.
along with directors as well. Institutions, so we raised $10 million at the beginning of this year. That was 90% institutional. So in the past, we've had ASA Merck, Ixios, Palos, Broma Asset Management. A lot of the big funds have come in and taken part. As we've gone to raise capital, we've been able to tap on the institutions and have them work with us. That's been great. I mentioned Michael, he's a great shareholder for us as well. We have a big US following. We actually have like 2,300 US shareholders.
But we had Michael Gentile in Atlanta for our conference, and he was our keynote, and he was talking about what to look for in companies, and he never invests in companies. My understanding, where the key, well, he, sorry, let me rephrase. My understanding is that he thinks that the best place to invest is where there's been another mine.
Yes.
Do you? There are other boxes that he has, but like, what can you tell me about just kind of what's around the area that kind of makes you believe in the potential, as well as maybe other boxes that maybe you think that drew Michael to you, and what boxes do you hit that you consider a good company that, man, these guys are worth looking into?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, I mean, one of the better analogies in mining is the best place to find a new mine is in the shadow of a headframe. And so, because you've got these two relatively well-known mines in Madison and Broadway that have both had really high-grade production near surface, it tells you that there's something happening down deep. And so, both of those two mines go down about 200 meters. We're drilling 1,000-plus meter holes at the moment to intersect more skarn mineralization, but also to go down for what would be a porphyry. So if you think of this, my hands, as the surface, you're drilling here. This is your layer cake. We're drilling down deep because up here, there's just this really high concentration of metals and really, really high grades. Something down here, the plumbing, is pushing that fluid up. And so that's part of what we're looking for, both more of this, but also this. Hopefully my hands have done some of the work for me here, and more of these. So where you've got a 4 kilometer by 2 kilometer project, the 95% of the drilling has been done in a few hundred meters up to the north. We're seeing a lot of excitement to the east, to the south, and the west as well. So we want to show that that can all come together. So certainly that's something that's very appealing for investors because you've got a project that's been in production both for gold and for copper. And you've got a you're fully permitted, but you've got this opportunity now to make it significantly larger from what's known, but what's not known. And all of that pre-work has been done. So if you look at something like, I'll give the example of Hercules. Hercules had 300 drill holes into it, had about a $30 million market cap. They drill one deep hole and they end up hitting the porphyry. With good geologic work, they have great success. They hit this porphyry. $300 million market cap, Barrick comes in for a lot of money and starts driving that forward aggressively. Those are the drill shots that we're taking today. Those are happening right now. And so that's appealing to investors as well. You want to be aggressively exploring. You want to be in the shadow of a headframe. You want to be in a part of the world that can put things into production. Montana certainly is that. When you look at, there's a slide on our website that shows the belt and all the mines that run through that belt. There's some big mines in there, big mines and smaller mines. So you're surrounded by geologic prospectivity all around you. These are all things that you want to be looking for.
Warwick, if you can talk a little bit about your just give what's your market cap, and then if you can talk a little bit about just kind of the other companies there, and then maybe comps, and just where you think you should be in terms of where's the opportunity for investors with market cap, as well as maybe if you can talk a little bit about where you are on the Lassonde curve as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're in that discovery phase. Although that there's been a good amount of drilling and a good amount of success, we're still in that position where we're looking to find more and believe we are finding more and making this significantly larger. So that's the excitement part of the Lassonde curve for sure. That's a nice spot to be. Fully funded, 45 million, and I'm going to speak in Canadian dollars just because it's listed in Canada, although it trades really well in the US. So $45 million market cap as of, before I got on this call. where the appeal to investors can be is you got a $45 million market cap, $9 million in cash, $22 million in high quality equities that we own, and another $20 million in potential bonus payments. That virtually covers off the market cap if you combine those. Plus, you've got a very high grade gold copper asset that previously held $140 million market cap back in 2021. So you've got that opportunity now that you're fully funded, you've done all the pre-work, and now you're drilling to create that excitement that we've been able to create before. I mentioned Hercules, $30 million market cap to 300 on one deep drill hole. Well, those are the drill holes that we're drilling right now, and obviously hope to have that type of success with some good geologic luck.
What's your plan for growth? So if you want to give me the just the near future as well as the kind of big picture.
Man, I love that question. I said it off the hop. We've been transactional by nature. So when we came out in March of 2018, it wasn't the greatest market. And what we were able to do is we were able to have time to go out, transact, pick off other companies, pick off other assets. From there, we made the decision that Madison was the one that we wanted to keep. And that was the one we wanted to go after. And that's what we thought, in our eyes, can become big and become a huge lift for investors. What we have, though, is a portfolio of really high-grade, good assets that we can now transact on. So we sold the Palmer asset to Vizsla Copper for $15 million in equity and $15 million in potential bonus payments. They're now drilling Palmer along with their other assets. The company's run by Craig Perry. He's taken three companies over $2 billion. So if you're going to take equity back in guys that you believe in and that can do really well. That 15 million today is worth 21 million in terms of what the equity is trading at today. We sold Tuscarora, high-grade epithermal system in Nevada, to a Jeff Swinoga and Steve Serbovan. They're drilling that asset. We dividended some of those shares out to shareholders to show them a win, kept 4 million shares for ourselves as well. We still have three other assets. We have Red Hill, we have Ziggurat, and we have Gooseberry. We are going to transact on those and turn those into equities as well. My stated goal is to make that equity book worth over $50 million. That's where I want to see it. So today it's sitting at about 21, 22 million. I've got other assets to sell, and I think the companies that we've sold to, we've picked the types of companies that can be very successful, and we feel that those will grow. Those are some of the things that are coming down the road, other transactions. Most importantly, we're in the midst of the largest, most well-informed drill campaign ever in Montana. And that growth is what can really fire and create a lot of excitement. Those high-grade gold, copper intercepts that we've drilled before in this type of market will create a lot of excitement. For a company that has a good amount of exposure and a lot of shareholders, it's got that opportunity to be very exciting when those come out. So those are some of the things that are coming, and that's sort of the opportunity that's in front of people.
Warwick, I do want to ask, I want to go back to a question I asked earlier. Tell us about yourself, just the background you come from, and how invested are you? How much skin do you have in the game here? I spoke to Jeff Phillips, and he was saying that you want to look at who's investing in these companies. You mentioned Michael Gentile. I know that he's got a high standard for which companies he puts in. Tell us about you, like why, who's around you, and besides Michael, if you're going to tell us about your technical team, or what confidence you have that This is a company that we can entrust ourselves with our money.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been doing this since 1999, which sort of ages myself. I started in the I started in the business doing internet promotions for mining companies for a company called Stockscape. That's how I got my start. And then moved into investor relations. So I worked for had a great success with a company called Fortuna Silver, which I worked on from when it was a shell. It's now listed down in New York. It's a couple billion-dollar company. Northland Resources, saw a lot of success there. Then made a decision that I would go out on my own. Founded a company called Western Pacific. Oh, sorry, founded a company called Riverside Resources, that's still around and doing great exploration down in Mexico. American Pacific came together in March of 2018. I'd worked with Eric Saderholm previously. Eric was the head of exploration in the Western U.S. for Newmont. He's a very bright guy. His late father was a rocket scientist for NASA. He's actually in the NASA Hall of Fame. The apple didn't fall far from the tree. Eric's got a great brain on him, although I do give him a hard time about being a geologist when his father was a rocket scientist. The rest of the team feels a bit like family at this point. Ken Cunningham is a sort of our lead independent director. He was the CEO from Miranda Gold, which was a Rick Rule-backed company. I know you've interviewed Rick in the past that did really well. He's a geologist based out of Reno. Alnesh Mohan is our CFO, somebody I've worked with for a long time. He was also very helpful. Jonas Lang came from Maple Gold, worked at Riverside, company that I mentioned before. So it's and then Ali Akinzade, it's one of my business partners on the venture capital side. He was a banker at Canaccord. And so it's a diverse team. It is a group of people who have sort of different skill sets, but no one's too scared to, challenge each other. And there's a lot of push around the room with a lot of respect. So that works really, really well. The geologic team, Eric heads it up. But then we've done it. Eric is in mid-60s and has been involved in numerous discoveries and held high positions with the likes of Newmont. But we've got some good younger talent under Eric as well, in the likes of Corbin McCall, who's, I mean, I think early 40s, but a star geologist, somebody who they're kind of the yin to the yang, where Eric is very good at being out there and doing that 20,000 yard stare and saying, okay, we should go here, we should go here, this is what I'm seeing. Whereas Corbin is very good at being the boots on the ground in terms of both working, drilling, but also 3D modeling, understanding all of the new technologies and being able to meld those two has been great. And then there's a fulsome team under them of younger geologists and 3D modelers, etc. That really round things out nicely. And so you've got a really fulsome group that focus their time. I am chairman of one other company, but I don't sit on any other boards. I don't run any other deals. This is the baby. And really Madison as well would be, it's got that opportunity to be something special. And that's why we transacted on the other assets. That's why we're transacting on the other three that we have, to really focus here and see this become what we hope to be, a very large deposit.
Warwick, thanks so much for your time. I want to disclose to our listeners, American Pacific Mining is not a sponsor. This interview has not been paid for. I am not currently an investor, although that I will be doing my own due diligence. I encourage you to do the same. If those who are looking to invest, I'm not giving investment advice. Please reach out, do your homework. One of the ways you can do that is to reach out to Warwick, follow their website, their ticker. Warwick, if you can just give us the followers just one more time, the ticker, the website, how people can reach you with questions.
Yeah, absolutely. So down in the US, it's USGDF is the symbol. Up in Canada, it is USGD. AmericanPacificMining.com is the website. People are welcome to reach out through there. We're always happy to answer questions, either myself or Christina Pilon, who does an excellent job of running our investor relations. So thank you, Steve. Much
Yeah.
appreciated.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah,
Bye.
nice to meet you as well.